In the youth group, we have been studying the book of Daniel. And Daniel is a great story, I think for our youth group in particular. Daniel is the story of a young man who's put in a position where he is in a new place, and the world and the culture around him is pagan, is pluralistic, is against God and against the religion of the Jews. And so Daniel and his friends have to navigate this world and have to learn how to respect authority, how to survive, and how to do this while all these things while honoring God and glorifying God at the same time. In Daniel chapter 2, we have the story of the king Nebuchadnezzar, and he has this dream. And he gives this command to his Chaldeans and enchanters and sorcerers and all these people, and he says, hey, you need to tell me what my dream was and then interpret it. And if you can't do that, all of you are going to die. Daniel and his friends ask the king for more time, and they're granted that. And then in the night, God reveals to Daniel the king's dream. And the next morning, Daniel wakes up and he sings this prayer of praise and adoration to the Lord. It's a song, it's a prayer of thanks, and it's praising God for who he is and how awesome and glorifying he is. It's been really cool for me to just meditate and think on it these last few days, and so I wanted to just simply share it and read it to you. This is Daniel chapter 2, starting in verse 20, and I'm reading from the CSB Bible. May the name of God be praised forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells within him. I offer thanks and praise to you, God of my fathers, because you have given me wisdom and power. And now you have let me know what we asked of you, for you have let us know the king's mystery. May the name of God be praised forever and ever. Thanks for listening.